This is Pocket Watching with JT, the call-in financial talk show focused on helping you get your money right. Jason Thornton is a certified financial planner licensed in both tax and investments. Now, this is not personal financial advice. This is JT's real reaction to all your money and business questions. Are you deep in debt, living paycheck to paycheck, and looking for a way out? Call Pocket Watching with JT, the financial advisor for the people. Need more? Book your personal consultation with my man JT at pocketwatcher.net. Now, let's go pocket watching.
Hey, Pocket Watchers. Welcome to Pocket Watching with JT. I am certified financial planner Jason Thornton. That means I'm a real financial advisor. I don't just play one on TV. I do this in real life. And in my practice, I specialize in tax and wealth planning for my clients. But on YouTube, I react to your money questions and scammer news. And tonight we have to talk about blessing looms. All right, we got to talk about blessing looms. Now, big shout out to the over 110,000 of you who have hit the subscribe button already. I appreciate that. As you make your way into the live stream, hit the like button, share this content. Now, let's get straight into the show. Here we go. What are we talking about tonight? We are talking about blessing looms. Now, listen. I don't understand how it is so easy for someone to separate you from your money. Now, I am well aware how hard many of you work for your money, but I don't get why it's so easy for someone to come in and take your money from you. Let's talk about blessing looms. Now, over the COVID-19 shutdown, there were many scams that were running around our community. In my point of view, this was one of the more silly of scams in my professional point of view. This particular scam is a classic pyramid scheme. It is a money transfer scheme where the only way money comes into the scheme is by recruiting people to bring money into the scheme. And the only way money comes out is if you recruit enough people so that you make your money back and you make a profit. But the question that I always ask people is, where's the money coming from? See, this isn't like a business where it has a product or a service. It's just people bringing money into the system so that more people can bring money into the system so that more people can bring money into the system. And generally, that is not a good business model. Just to make sure we're all on the same page. That's not a good business model. And I actually did a reaction to this story some time ago, back in 2021, I did this reaction. Now, don't run over there and go check out that video because honestly, I don't think it's that very good of a video. I think the audio sounds very bad. I'm probably laughing way too much in the video. So let's just focus on this episode right here. I think that's what's most important. Let's focus on this episode. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with this particular scam, I'm going to show this video and I'll be right back.
Liberty connections and collective fear. That is how these former reality TV stars allegedly scammed people across the country out of tens of millions of dollars. Tonight, Marlon and LaShonda Moore of Prosper are being sued by the state of Texas on behalf of victims who say they were exploited because they are black. Meredith Yeomans has the story.
Check, 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 check.
This is Marlon Moore starting a Zoom call in December to share information about his company called Bent, or blessings in no time.
All right. Look at these lashes. I need my lashes done so bad.
And this is his wife and business partner, LaShonda. The couple appeared on an own reality show called Family or Fiancé last year. Now they're in the spotlight again, this time as defendants in a lawsuit filed by the Texas Attorney General, accusing them of running an illegal pyramid scheme from their Prosper home to scam tens of millions of dollars from members of the African American community.
What was the reason?
Rosetta Fleming says she's one of them.
Because they wanted to say it's for blacks. It's to build a black community is what they wanted to say.
Fleming is a grandmother and retired teacher in Mississippi. She says she joined Bent after a relative told her about it. And because the Moors made a promise.
They promised that they would give you a refund if you were not satisfied.
For an initial fee of about $1,400, the lawsuit says the Moors also promised to, quote, bless and assist needy members of the African American community in the wake of the pandemic by returning over $11,200 in compensation to each participant who recruits other people.
They gave us a Bible. It's called a Bent Bible.
Fleming says it all appealed to her sense of faith and family.
And need, because I kept thinking to myself, oh, I need $11,400. I can get out of debt.
Fleming says members were organized into playing boards, like this one included in a separate lawsuit by the Federal Trade Commission. The goal, she says, was to move up as more people were recruited and eventually get paid.
They don't like to call it paid. They want you to say blessed.
But Fleming says that never happened. And after spending about $7,000, she and her husband requested refunds. 7 months later, they're still waiting.
I was so mad at them that they did all of this and they got this and they took our money.
Okay, what everybody wants to know about. Everybody wants to know what's going on with the refunds, right?
In that Zoom call in December, the Moors said they had to cut off the list for refunds because there were so many requests, but insisted refunds were being issued.
Nonetheless, we're going to always continue to try, even with the death threats that some of y'all be sending. And I'm
the Moors haven't responded to NBC5's multiple attempts to reach them, and an attorney is not listed on their online court records.
That took our savings.
Fleming says she's still trying to financially recover from a program she thought would help, but only hurt.
Just trust me. Trust us.
Meredith Yeomans, NBC5.
The FTC in the state of Arkansas filed a joint lawsuit against Bent and the Moors on Wednesday. In that case, members say they paid as much as $62,000 to participate.
All right, people. So let's just think about this for a moment. I'm going to do the best I can to not be extremely petty, but let's think about this. Now, let's take a look at my notes real quick. Influence. This is a red flag. Now, we talk about this all the time, but when it comes down to trusting your future, right, your financial future to an individual or a group of people, there are certain qualifications that these people should have. I do not believe being an online influencer is part of those qualifications. So let's take a look here. You have this husband and wife duo, but what do they do? All right. Based on my research, the husband was a celebrity DJ. Does that sound familiar? I don't know what it is with you people, right? I gotta say you people. I don't know what it is, but celebrity DJs, guys who get the party started, right? They're turning the records and do it. Why do you trust your financial future to DJ ASAP, DJ Envy, DJ whoever? It doesn't matter. They spin records. They do not take your investment money and all of a sudden make you a millionaire. They spin records. Let them do what they do. So you have this celebrity DJ. I believe he was a featured DJ on the BET show 106 in Park. 106 in Park was extremely popular back in the day. I don't know if it's popular now or if it's still on, but he was a DJ on 106 in Park. And apparently the two of them were also featured on a reality television show on Oprah's network, right? I believe it was Family or Fiance. So D-list reality TV stars, as you can see, they were featured on The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club has a collection of fake gurus and alleged scammers on their roster, but they were featured on the Breakfast Club. 106 in part celebrity DJ and a D-list reality show. Okay. And you think that these people have the ability to make you money. All right, let's see what's next here. Financial desperation. Once again, financial desperation. If you really paid attention to what this particular victim was saying, she talked about how it was affinity fraud. She didn't use this term, but that's what she described. It was affinity fraud. They appealed to her Christian nature. They also appealed to her roots of being in the Black community, right? This was supposed to be a program for Black people, by Black people, to build generational wealth, right? So they appealed to her faith. They appealed to her identity as being, you know, a Black person in America. But also, one of the things that she listed was need. She was financially in need. She specifically said that she wanted to get out of debt. This money that she would be making would get her out of debt. Red flag. Never make an important financial decision when you're in desperation. Because when you're in desperation, you'll do some crazy things to get some money. That's not the time to invest when you're financially desperate, okay? Which pulls me into the next point. So, JT, how much money was she expecting to make on this deal? Well, if you were listening to the news report, this was, I guess, the pitch. This was the pitch. You put in $1,400. It must be a coincidence that that $1,400 is the same amount of money that people were getting in that third stimulus payment. So for those of you who may forget, the federal government gave out three rounds of stimulus money. The first stimulus payment was $1,200. Second stimulus payment was $600, right? Then the third was $1,400. Lucky for you, the buy-in to this particular pyramid scheme was the same dollar amount as the last stimulus payment. I guess we just got lucky there. So you put in $1,400. What do you get back? $11,200. What are we talking about here? What are we doing? That's an 800% return on your money. It's 800% return on your money. You can't. Now, not only were they guaranteeing the 800%, if you were not satisfied, money back guarantee. If you're unhappy, they'll just give you your money back. No risk whatsoever. Either you make 800% return on your money, or you just say, hey, I want my money back, and they just simply give you the money back. Sounds amazing, but here's the problem with that. Number one, according to the federal government, it says that the Moores allegedly placed themselves and their family members in the winning spots on most of the boards. So yes, people were winning. People were getting to the center of the board. People were getting blessed out. But according to the federal government, it was the Moores themselves and people connected to the Moores that were getting blessed out with the $11,200. Now, here's the callback. How could you get a refund? Let's think about this. Your money goes up the pyramid, right? Your money goes up the pyramid. You get $1,400, it goes up the pyramid. At some point, someone gets blessed out. Apparently, the Moores themselves were the ones that were getting blessed out. Where's the money coming from for your refund? Where's the refund money? You have to recruit new people in so that you can get a refund? Like, just think about that for a moment. Let's just think about that. Red flags all around. Now, I want to talk about this story tonight because very recently, November the 8th, apparently, the federal government officially charged them with running a multi-million-dollar pyramid scheme. Multi-million-dollar pyramid scheme. They say over $10 million went through the hands of these individuals. A celebrity DJ and his wife. I have no idea what she does, but clearly she is not qualified to handle this type of money and invest it on your behalf. But here we go. Look at what they're being charged with. The Moores are charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud, actual wire fraud, and money laundering. Money laundering. Now, if they are convicted, they each face a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison for each wire fraud count and 10 years in prison for each money laundering count. Now, what are we talking about this for? Why are we here? And I'll be taking calls very, very soon. There is a link in the chat. If you would like to give me your opinion of what's going on, go ahead, hit that link and we'll have a conversation. But here's the problem that I'm having. Here's the thing that I just don't get. You know, when you look at the charges and you look at the possible, consequences of their actions, obviously, they made the wrong decision here. But I just want to speak to the level of fraud that it takes. There is absolutely no way mathematically could this have ever turned out good. At no point in time, right? It's absolutely impossible for a system like this to actually be profitable for the people who are putting the money in. The only people who are going to make money are the people on top of the pyramid. Now, one of the reasons why they were able to get over on so many individuals is because there is a savings club that refers back to an old African and Caribbean tradition referred to as a susu. Okay? A susu. Now, I'm not a susu expert, but here's generally how it works. You have a group of individuals, friends, family members. You each put in the same amount of money each week or each month. Each time, someone takes the whole pot. Here's the difference. You continue to put money in, regardless if you've already took money out, until everyone gets the big pot. And it remains the same amount of people, the same individuals. So if you're following me with the math here, you ultimately never take out more money than you put in, right? If I put in $50 with everyone else and I'm the one who gets to take the big pot one day, right? One month is my turn, but I continue to put 50 in until everyone else in the group gets the big pot. That is not an investment. You put in and take out the same amount. That is just a traditional way people would work together to help them save money. A susu is not a source of an investment. It's a source of saving money amongst a group of people. And that group is not ever growing. You're not constantly recruiting people in. It's a tight-knit, closed group, and it goes completely around in a full circle before anyone stops. That's normally how it works. But because of the financial desperation in our community, and you have to say, clearly, during COVID-19, there was a lot of money in your pockets. You didn't know what to do with it. I got it. But there was no way in any reality would this ever had worked. Never, ever, ever, ever would this have worked. But because of celebrity, because of financial illiteracy, and because of desperation, you have once again an example of Black people taking advantage of Black people, but they're saying they're going to help Black people. At some point, we have to say, listen, I'm all for the culture, right? I'm all for the culture. But if the numbers do not make sense, if you do not have the actual qualifications to do the job you're claiming you're going to do, I'm going to say no. Even though I'm sure you're meaning well and you claim you have all the good intentions in the world, I'm going to say no. This does not make sense to me. Now, I do want to give a big shout out to a particular group. I want to show you guys something. Now, there has been a team of people on the case, and they started up a whole campaign of Bent Scam. You can go to BentScam.com, and you can see a lot of their work. BentScam.com has been on the case from very, very, very early on. These are people who actually went in undercover. Like, they knew what it was, right? They looked at the math, and they knew what it was. But because you had to buy in to get more information, these people actually gave the BentScam their money so that they can buy in, so they can get all the evidence, get the videos, because these were private videos and whatnot, get the documents and everything. So big shout out to BentScam.com. They were the ones who gathered the information, was able to give the information to the authorities, and they are a big reason why this particular couple is now facing real big boy charges, where they can probably and probably will be going to jail for some time, right? So big shouts out to BentScam.com. Go check them out. The website is still up. You can still see some of the behind the scene videos that this couple was making. And honestly, now, after you have all the information, you will see how ridiculous the pitch was. And you'll probably feel sorry for many, many, many of the victims of this scam, because a lot of people were just needing some financial solution. And you had this group of people just saying that they have a solution. Give us your money, right? It's funny how the solution to my money problems is always me giving my money to someone else. It's weird how that works. All right, let's go. I'm going straight to the phone lines. People going straight to the phone lines. Listen. There is a link in the chat. You go ahead and hit that link in the chat. Now, it's an audio call only, so you don't got to worry about camming up. Let's get straight to the point, because I do not want to be here all night. I'm going to go in order. I have Bianca. Bianca, you will be up first. Then I got EJ. Then I got Def. And then there's a bunch of other people, but those are the main ones that I'm going up to first. So here we go. Bianca, you are live on the air with Pocket Watching with JT. What's going on?
Hey, JT, love your show. Like, it is amazing. Thank you for doing what you do for the community, because I'm tired of seeing our people get scammed out of their hard-earned dollars. And so I wanted to say, when you started talking about this, I was actually invited to a meeting that was similar to this. And they were talking about the susu and all of these different things. And they were saying, oh, you know, if we're going to take care of ourselves, if we are going to do everything we need to do in our community, we need to do something like this. But my problem was, if I am in need of a blessing, then why are you asking me to put my money in a pot? Like, what? I'm trying to understand, what kind of sense does this make? And the crazy part about this is I have a business, and I was actually invited to one of these meetings by this one client that I had, and everyone was like, oh, she knows everybody. And so she was like, you need to be here, because this is where the who's who is. So she was trying to use that influence to get me in there. And so I said, I'm so appalled that this lady would think that I would want to be a part of something like this. I gave the lady her money back. I said, I cannot believe, if you are the type of person that would have me up in here, then I don't need to be in here. But I'm just grateful that you're talking about this, because a lot of people are so unaware of it. And I was appalled when I first heard it. They was talking about you can go from one tier, which was fire, to water. And I said, oh no, if I'm in need of a blessing, I don't need to, you know, money for it. How about that? Yes. Thank you so much, JT. I really appreciate you. I have told everyone about your channel, and I will continue to do so.
Oh, Listen, Bianca, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. It's a sad thing because what they're doing is, once again, this is affinity fraud, right? They are using your faith against you, right? They will talk about maybe like a prosperity preacher and say, well, you got to sow a seed of faith, right? You can't get the abundance of God's blessing if you're unwilling to sow a seed. The seed is your money. Even though you don't have a lot, don't worry. Seeds aren't that big. But you give us your $1,400 and see how it grows to $11,200. See, they could, listen, Black people in America, listen, we are some of the best talkers in the history of the world. We, listen, we have the gift of gab. You give us enough time and we can tell a story that will make you believe almost anything. That's why I don't care what a Negro says. I look at the numbers. If the numbers don't add up, I don't care what you have to say. All of your words are usually just tap dancing to make me ignore the red flags, which are the numbers, which this would absolutely never work. This is a classic pyramid scheme. It's so easy to see. All right, let me bring up our next caller. We got EJ. EJ, you're live on the air with Pocket Watching with JT. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening, JT?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was I like to say this. Hey, I've been fan of, well, I'm not say fan, but I've been supporting your show since from day one when you had 10,000 subscribers, and I'm also a member of your team. So, hey, you're doing a great work for the community, and I appreciate your work, JT. I really do.
Thank you.
And so far, I'd like to say that for that scheme you just talked about, actually, I had a friend of mine who sent me that through Facebook, and unfortunately, me and him kind of fell off. And hey, I'm in a better position right now, but he's in a whole horrible position. But I never paid no attention, so I never like try to get into it. So I'm like, nah, I don't trust it, bro. So it's like, just let me know how it is and keep me posted. But clearly, I didn't trust it from a bit. I didn't trust that from a bit, JT. Thank God. Damn.
So you gotta have that skepticism, man. You gotta have that because it doesn't sound right. Indeed. You want to believe it. I mean, of course, I can put in $1,400 and all of a sudden I got $11,200. Of course, that sounds good, but I mean, your rational mind, right? Your common sense tells you, how is that even possible without someone being left holding the bag and not getting their money? There's no way that this will work. None whatsoever. And once again, I don't care how many times I got to repeat it. This is not how a susu works. A susu is a way to save money. Okay. You save money with a susu. You put in the same amount of money that you take out. The difference is when it's your turn to take the money out, you get this one lump sum. But you ended up putting in the same amount of money just in smaller bits each month. You don't get more money out. So once again, they're playing on our ignorance. Also, they're playing on what we have a misconception of a Black tradition. They tell you, oh man, people in West Africa and the Caribbean have been doing this for years, for decades. Well, not this, they've been doing a real susu, but because our lack of knowledge of the culture over there, we buy in because we want, once again, we're looking for an identity, we're looking for generational wealth, but we're looking for it without actually doing the hard work. And whenever you take the shortcut of saying, I want all the reward with little to no work, most likely you're being scammed. Let me see here. We got Def. Def, you're in the building. What's going on?
JT, it's me again, bro.
Yes, sir.
You know this voice. So this is just another Hotep two-step I see. You, man, bro, I try not to do this because I know this is a serious show, but this is so comical. I have to come in the way I come in. Now, I'm going to get real serious right now, though. I don't understand why people don't understand when JT gets involved, it's a wrap. Once JT does a video on you, it's over, bro, sis, whoever you are. Just go get a job, work hard, like you said, come up with a good financial plan, because when the pocket watcher gets at you, no one makes it through them waters, and cats keep trying. It's weird, bro.
And I will admit this. I don't play fair, right? I only do shows on things that I'm really, really sure are scams. It's right. Not as if, oh, well, yeah, let's just test this out. No, if I'm going to do a show on something, I know what I'm talking about. I researched it, and I can present the information like, guys, something's wrong here. Clearly, something is wrong. But yeah, they'll keep playing and keep playing. But ultimately, at the end of the day, and thank you, bro, for calling in. At the end of the day, we got to get back to respecting hard work. Like, what? I don't get you guys. I don't get you guys online. You online, pop-up, fake gurus, I don't get you. What is so cool about not doing work? Like, I don't get it. I feel lazy when I lay around. If it's like the holidays and I'm laying around for too long, I get up and go do something. I don't care if I go to the gym, if I clean up. I cannot just lay around all day long. I'd rather be working than lay. Now, I could take a break, but I can't even fantasize about retirement where I'm just laying around all day. I got to do something. And your weird obsession with never doing work and being a multimillionaire is not reality. It will never be reality for you. You need to stop it. All right, we got Mr. Jackson in the building. What's going on, Mr. Jackson?
Can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me? Right,
there's something in the background, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you an opportunity to turn off whatever's in the background, and I'm going to come back to you. So let me get, I got Tanya. Tanya, you're live on the air. What's going on? Tanya, going once. Going twice. All right. Alvin looks ready. Let me bring up Alvin. Alvin, you're live on the air. What's going on?
Good, JT. How about you?
I'm doing good, man. What do you think about the blessing looms? Did you get involved in the blessing loom?
Well, I want to tell you that I did get a phone call about it back in 2020. By the way, JT, this is my first time ever calling in on anybody's show. Anybody's show. But because of the experience, I felt compelled to go ahead and dial in and share my experience with this. As a brother that I knew through somebody else who, long story short, this other person that introduced me to him, he kind of went crazy. So he wasn't in my life anymore. Okay. This guy, just as an example, this is a guy, we were driving to Texas one time and I'm in the back seat sleep and I wake up, I'm like, what's going on? The gas had ran out. So the same person who let the gas run out on the way to Texas gives me a call about the Susu thing. So automatically I'm got my back arched up. I'm like, okay, what is this brother involved in again? So he ends up having somebody else get on the phone call with us as if it's going to convince me that this is something to do. Somebody that I met in another multi-level marketing thing, they were selling the teas. Remember the tea? Or no, the coffee. The coffee.
Oh, that's, Organic that's Gold. Are you talking about Organic Gold or something like that?
The Gano coffee thing.
I know. Just another multi-level marketing thing.
Just another
community where people said, hey, this is gonna solve all your financial problems in the world. Then the guy who was pushing the coffee went to Forex. Now he left Forex and went to something else. You got to keep tags on these Negroes. That's
exactly.
One of the call's not over. I'm going to let you get to your point, but now I got to go on a rant real quick.
Right.
Please, people, keep tags on these Negroes who always bring you some solution to your financial problem. They really push it for a few months or maybe even a year. Then they go away. They get real quiet. Then they come back and they got a new solution. They never talk about what happened to the first thing or the second thing. They just say, oh, this one's even better. Well, that's what you said the last time. I've seen Negroes try to sell weight loss shakes. I've seen Negroes try to sell makeup. I've seen you sell energy drinks. I've seen you sell vitamins. Now it's fixing credit. You always have some solution to people's financial problems. But when I look around, the problem is always there. You just come back with a new thing, with a new multi-level marketing. Stop it. Just get a job. Get a job. Just work. I'm telling you, the more I've worked, the more I've been paid. It's always been the same. The more I work, the more money that's in my pocket. It's weird how that works. All right, I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Oh, no worries, man. No worries. I just real quick. So the brother, he calls me up about this, and he starts explaining how the whole thing works. Mm-hmm. Immediately, I'm like, okay, bro, I mean, okay, what's to say, you know, let's just say I did give you my money, but then I don't get enough people in my wheel and all that. Oh, well, you know, they got other people that they'll just throw in your line for you, and then they'll give you money. And I'm like, okay, look, first of all, you know, I'm an unemployed single dad. Okay. So, you know, I got laid off from the city some years ago, lost my house and all that stuff. So I'm trying to build back up. Right. And what little mini bit of money I have, I'm not trying to throw it off into something that's speculative. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I had just started going to real estate meetings with a real estate investment club down here in Southern California. Mm-hmm. So one of my mentors taught us creative finance and things like that. So I'm trying to explain to him, hey, man, look, have you ever heard of real estate wholesaler? Uh-huh. He's like, no. I'm like, well, look, I said, do me a favor. I said, if you really want to learn how to make good money doing something, look that up on YouTube and do a little research. That's what I ended up doing after my first meeting. Mm-hmm. And of course, he never did it or anything like that. You know, calls me back a few months later and says, hey, man, I don't know if you still, you know, mess with kids, dudes in the rap game, but, you know, I got a hot artist, man, that, you know, I'm trying to get put on. And I'm like, okay, Donald, the last time we talked, I thought you just named him in his name. I said, the last time we talked, you know, we was talking about the other thing, man. What happened with that? I said, did you think about the real estate stuff? And he's like, well, you know, come to think of it, my cousin is part of 3-6 Mafia, and he's looking for some property. So immediately I'm thinking, well, then why don't you, you know, hand this artist off to your cousin? Because, I mean, like, as far as I'm concerned, dude, I'm in my late 40s now, and I was done with the rap thing, starting rap labels and all that stuff some years ago. You know what I'm saying? So
He doesn't realize he's killing his argument. At every step, he's killing his. Why is he coming to you to help him develop or invest in this rap artist when he said his cousin is a part of something's a lie? Either his cousin's not in 3-6 Mafia, or he really doesn't have an artist. Those two things can't exist in the same place and time without the fact of being maybe his cousin who's in 3-6 Mafia saw the artist, and the artist isn't worth his investment.
Either that, or the cousin was like, oh, it's him calling again. Probably thinking the same thing I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? This is what's going on? This dude is still in his late 50s. Still trying to break new artists, which, by the way, the friend that went crazy, the friend that we had in common, mm-hmm. was actually an artist. He had a deal with Universal, but he went mm-hmm. crazy before he could actually get any of the music put on. And this brother stuck with him to the very, very bitter end. Me, mm-hmm. I'm a single dad, like I said, so I couldn't mm-hmm. deal with it. I told him, you got to get your crazy ass up out of my house. I got these kids to worry about, you know what I'm saying? I don't need no drama in my life. But that's a whole nother story, like I said, man. But, you know, at the same time, I started holding real estate meetings once a week, and they were free. So I would just tell people, you know, if you want to learn more about creative finance, look, I'm not like, you know, the biggest investor in the world or anything like that. But because I'm unemployed, you know, I had time to study a lot of things that my mentor was teaching, and I wanted to share that with our people. You know, I'm trying to do it for the culture. So I'm having these meetings every week, not charging anybody a dime, but yet it was like
the last words that anybody needs to hear for an investment pitch anymore, right? That's the last little bit. And Alvin, thank you so much for calling. Listen, if you hear someone say that they're doing it for the culture, that's a red flag nowadays. I don't want to hear about that, right? Doing it for the culture. How about you do it for yourself, right? Show me how much money you made doing something, right? The second they start saying that they're doing it for the culture, but you cannot see any tangible results of the so-called work that they're doing in their own life, there's a problem, right? There's a reason why financial planners, we can't have bankruptcies on our record, right? If I was to get a bankruptcy, that would be a red flag. That would be something that would actually, you know, put me in a position where I might lose my certification based on the fact that I have a bankruptcy. Why? If I can't manage my own money, I'm unqualified to help you manage your money. It's pretty simple, but there you go. All right, let me bring up, I got Javi. I think it's J-A-V-I, Javi. You're live on the air with Pocket Watching with JT. Well, you were until you left. Here we go. Let me bring up, let me see here. Just, J-U-S-T, Just. You're live on the air. What's going on?
Hi. I used to see all these groups on Telegram. And with mm-hmm. them all being on Telegram, there was one particular one that had came up to where the girl and all her family were saying that, oh, just pull it in, you know, the fire, the water, and all of that signs. And then so after a little while, she decided to create a website. Throughout the website, she would say people like Killer Mike and all of them. She'd tell you specific credit cards to get so that you can use them to put the money on and what amounts that you were allowed to be able to reach before it was the IRS would flag it. And now that she has created this website, you can't find out any information. And before mm-hmm. in the Telegram groups, if you were to ask information, she would automatically delete you saying that you were negative for the group. So now you're just stuck waiting for whenever anyone joins that website that clearly no one knows about, but the people who actually joined. And there was this one lady who had put in $4,000 and she was like, I'm waiting to find out when it's going to be my turn to get watered. As soon as she had put that in the chat, she was deleted from the group. I'm pretty sure she was never heard from again, or she never found any piece of her money.
Golly,
man, and my thing about it is, how do you go about getting your money back from these people who claim all of this stuff? Like, can you put together a class action lawsuit? Because right. there has to be something that can be done with that much money that was lost. Because this is a huge
the federal government, they are reaching out to the general public and they're telling people to report the information to them. Obviously, when the federal government comes in, a part of the charging documents that I have in my possession, the federal government wants to seize property from these people, right? They're trying to take their assets, take their homes, their cars, all the jewelry, whatever they have. The government is trying to seize their assets, liquidate the assets, meaning sell them off in some sort of auction. And then with the money that they get from that auction, they will attempt to make the victims whole. Now, most likely you'll get pennies on the dollar, because most people who run schemes like this, they live a lavish lifestyle and they don't always buy assets that appreciate. They buy assets that depreciate, meaning that they go down in value. But my suggestion to you is to reach out to the authorities. You can easily go to my website. You can go to pocketwatcher.net. In the links that are available, it says report scams or fraud, right? If you click that link, it takes you directly to the government website where you can report a particular type of scam or fraud. You report that information. You can either do it anonymously, but if you're trying to get some money back, you shouldn't do it anonymously. Give them your info. That will help build the case, and that will also put you in line and have you documented as a victim that could potentially get some money back after they seize the assets. Okay?
Yeah, because I think I'm going to start my own Telegram group saying I got screwed by so-and-so group so that I can get more people to join in and we can all hit up the scam line together, because I think that might be the only way some of us might see a penny back.
Yeah, you got to. You got to push it, push it, push it. Get all the other victims involved. Make sure that the federal government is made aware. I mean, we wouldn't be where we are with this story if it wasn't for the people who created the bentscam.com website. I mean, they might... this whole pyramid was going to fall down on its own anyway. But as far as pushing the needle, getting the federal government to actually press charges, to seize assets, stuff like that, bentscam.com is the reason why that happened. So they were being proactive of collecting victims, collecting the information, and giving it to the government. So you got to be proactive in these scams. All right, here we go. Last couple of callers. I think we got Javi back. J-A-V-I. You're live on the air. What's going on?
Yo, JT, can you hear me, boss?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. So I have a hilarious story about this blessing loom or whatever, you know, it's called. And it's funny because this was brought to me, I want to say in 2020 or 2021, whenever I just came back up to Dallas from college. And my homegirl that I grew up with, she was approaching me with this. She called it an investment for our people. She had this whole thing. Her mom was in on it. Her mom had a ton of people under her. She was under her mom. And I remember we were sitting down at a restaurant with me, her, and my ex-girlfriend. And she was just telling me, she was like, if you put in, I think the amount was $600. And at the time, I was fresh out of college. I didn't have, you know, I maybe had like a couple thousand to my name. So I was like, $600, like, you have to prove to me.
Oh, man, you keep bouncing out. Hold on. It might be
back.
I don't know what's going on. You keep like coming in and coming out. Can you hear me?
Oh, my bad, man. I'm driving home. I'm in downtown. Maybe the service is bad. I hope you can hear this story. It's hilarious.
I can hear it, but go ahead and try to wrap it up because I don't want to throw out again.
Basically, she told me, she was like, if you give me $600, I'll give you back $3,000.
Okay. And where was the money coming from? Oh, man, I don't. Look, obviously, the money was going to come from him bringing other people into the scam or other people bringing people into the scam. I want y'all to notice something. It was $600. How much was that second stimulus payment for? $600. The people knew what they were doing. They knew exactly. They knew people had $600 because the government gave everybody $600. It's a scam. All right, let me bring up Darren. Darren the Sigma in the building. What's going on, Darren?
Blue Fly, my bad. I had to
go down. Go, Mob, man. I see you. Go, Mob.
No. Honestly, I wanted to say something that's kind of crazy. I'm Haitian by descent. So we do have in our community something that's similar to the loom system. But it's not an open system. It's literally family members, close friends that get together and want to save a certain amount of money. So every week you give $200, $100, and that piles up and that goes to one person. And it's just another way of saving money in general. Yes. But having people doing the loom system and trusting these influencers that have God complexes is pretty dangerous. Because at the end of the day, you're just giving strangers your money with no insurance that it's coming back.
Right.
I'm part of my family's. We do it together. Mm-hmm. That's helped me buy my car, pay for college, a few things. But it's evil when the person wants to profit from you, but it can be a blessing when it's actually helping you.
Right. And to be clear, right, because like I've never done it, but I've done my research on it. You continue to put in even after you got a payout.
Correct.
Right? Until everyone in the group gets a payout. Right.
That's correct. Yeah.
So technically, you only take out about the same amount of money
that you put in.
Because you continue to do it. It's just a way to get a lump sum up front. Even though you continue to put in the same small amount each month until everybody gets that same lump sum.
Correct. So like it's five of us. I think the total right now is $1,000 every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But it's the same money I would have saved if I put aside $1,000.
It's the same amount of money that you would have got if you just put the money into a drawer for the same amount of time. But it makes it a little faster for people within the group. That's all it does.
Correct. And that was my little piece. And by the way, you've inspired me to get back on the grind of doing not financial. I'm a realtor. So it helps me watch your show and be like, hey, get back on there. Give people the real information because it's too much out there.
Listen, we got to do it, Mob. We got if we don't do it, who's going to do it, right?
Nobody else.
All right, brother. Go, Mob. I appreciate it, man. All right. Listen, I'm not going to be here all night. I'm going to get through these calls. I got Ron. Listen, y'all being way too creative with these names. I am just a country boy from the city of St. Louis. Y'all got to ease up on your boy with these names. I cannot pronounce some of these names, all right? But I got Henley from New York. I got LaVaria. I think that's what that is. I got Shade. That's easy. Ron, the Fonzarelli. See, I got to ease up on your boy. I'm not here for these creative names, but let me get Henley from New York. You're live on there. What's going on?
Hey, JT. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, the last caller basically stole my thunder. I was going to say basically everything he was going to say. I got an answer for the question you started this off with, though. You want to hear it? Boosie said it. He said it straight when on his YouTube video. Social media got us all hypnotized. That's it. We're willing to spend all our money on these influencers because social media shows us a way of life that we can't afford. That's it. There's nothing real much to it. You look on your phone and that's it. You spend your money. Nothing I was going to say. So just like the other caller, I'm also Haitian. I've been a part of my family's like soul for a long time. I'm a byproduct of it. I got to tell you this. If you try to do it on your own and you try to meet up with like a legitimate Susu, a legitimate soul, the application process is harder than any loan you will ever get into, because you're going straight to an old woman or an old man. You're looking straight in the face and you're saying, hey, I want to be able to be a part of this. And he's looking at you like, you got the money? Where's your references? How long you been in this job? Give me your last paycheck. Because there's no FDIC insurance.
Right.
There's no nothing.
I don't know what's going on in your background. There's some weird noise in your background, but I appreciate you calling in. But to your point, you're making a great point. Even in the traditional SUSU, there's a vetting process, right? You have to qualify. They don't simply allow anyone to come in. That's another red flag that I didn't put down. If you're getting into something that is extremely easy, anybody can do it. Grab anybody. That's a red flag. You want to be a part of certain institutions and systems that where there's qualifications, where they do not allow every and anyone in. Because if they allow every and anyone in, there's a good chance it's a scam because all they want is the money. If they're not qualifying the people who come in, can you actually financially take on this investment? Do you have a steady job? Like, if they're not qualifying people, it's most likely a scam. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. Let me get Ron in here. Ron, you're live on the air.
Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody had a good holiday. Go Ma, bro.
Go Ma.
I was actually in Bent in 2020. And I think back then, everybody was so unsure of so many different things. Mm-hmm. They played on those emotions, right? And okay. I knew people that did it with me that fell victim to that. I do know people that cashed out, right?
Yeah.
Here's when you knew it was BS is mm-hmm. when you kept seeing them putting their children in these empty spaces on the boards, right? So I believe the young lady had three kids of her own, three daughters or something like that, and then they had a child together. So it was a total of either three or four children. So if mm-hmm. if they missed a spot, they would put their children on these spots. And so what they would do is they'll say, hey, we're going to fill these boards, you know, even if we got to put our own names in. Here's the finesse. Of mm-hmm. course, if they put their own names in and they're on 10 boards, right? You're talking thousands of dollars,
right?
Thousands. And so here's what they would do. The wife, you could tell that the dude was the lame. He was yeah. just there to be there. He was lucky to have her.
She was definitely the dominant
she
one.
Was, she was the dominant
what 100, I saw, yeah.
100%. And mm-hmm. What she would do is she would start posting, oh, I'm gonna buy him this. She bought him a Harley for his birthday. And they said, oh, we're building a new house. And I said, you know what? There it is.
That's where the money's going.
That's where the bread is going. And so then what happened was, like as you said, there's only a certain period of time this can last. If you think that this was going to last a year, you're the fool. I'm already the fool by even putting in 1400. So I'll take that L. You know, it's like I took the L with the Tulsa Real Estate Fund, my guy. You know what I'm saying? But listen, man, I am blessed to be a well-off professional. So I'm not,
right.
I wasn't tripping on that. I'm not tripping on missing 1400, five, you know, throw 1,000 into the Tulsa Real Estate Fund because of the name, right? That clown.
Right.
But that's what they would do. And so what happened was once it got, they poached some guy to build out an application for them. This guy came and built this app. And now this app can regulate who was going to be in the group. If you weren't in this app and paying like an extra $75 or so a month, you're done. You're out. Even if you have money in Looms, you're done. Right? They're kicking you out. So
they
now,
had to juice. They had to juice you for more money.
They had to juice you for more bread.
It was drying up.
It was drying up. So you're like, okay, I see what they're doing. And then next thing you know, people started falling off left and right. Why was that? Because now you're coming out of the pandemic. You're coming out of people are now going back to work, things of that nature. And then people start seeing the writing on the wall. And so the young lady that spoke about three people ahead, when she said they would, if you talk crazy or something in a Telegram or on their lives, they would kick you out. They would get pissed. She would start bucking up like, yeah, lady, calm down. You're not whooping nobody's ass. Relax. Relax. Right. And he's sitting there like the goofy he is. And I said, man, that's the finesse. And I said, I'm glad I put my 14. I never got my bread back. And that's again, you have to be ready to take L's. And you mentioned this before, and I'm going to land my plane. You mentioned this before. There is very few investment opportunities that are going to get you more than a certain percentage back. You're telling people if I put in 14, you're going to give me 11.4. That's 1,000% rate. 1,000%.
That's almost 1,000%. That's like that's right around 800% return.
You know that I'm not lying.
Impossible rate of return.
You know I'm not lying.
To get. And it's impossible.
It's impossible. And I said, this is all cap. And I got out, and then next thing you know, man, they got a next on American Greed. I said, yo, they got an American Greed episode. It's up. So this is how I knew. I said, man, you know what, man? As Black people, we are so forgiving and so accepting that we will fall for the finesse. Everybody has fell for finesse. It happens, whether small or large. So they're in court right now. There are whole websites dedicated to these cats. They're in court. They're taking mad L's right now because the FCC is crazy. They're getting hazed heavily right now. It's crazy right now. So. Yeah. I don't wish them the best at all. I hope that they continue to keep taking L's. And I think dude, I pray dude gets out of that marriage because it's a done deal. But hey man, God bless you, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Frat, you've been doing a great work, man. I appreciate you. And hopefully I'll get to meet you soon somewhere and we'll have a drink. Appreciate you,
brother. Absolutely, man. Go mob, go mob. Thank you so much. All right, people, we're going to wrap this thing up. We got a couple more callers. Hopefully, I can get you all in, but there's so many. Here we go. I got Shade. Shade, you're live on air. What's going on?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hi. So, I actually had joined one of these groups, and it was actually a pastor who was doing the group. And he had, I did the $1,400 one. And then he later on came out with the $500 one. And then later on came out with the $3,000 one. And then he kept it up for like a few, maybe 2 months. And then later on, he just shut it down and he said it was illegal. And then he then said he needed everyone to get LLCs so he can do it a legal way. So
There's no legal way.
So then he wanted everyone to get LLCs and pay another $500 one. However, we had to pay $500 directly to him. And he said he would give everyone out. Long story short, we all lost our money. So,
is this pastor still pastoring? Is he still, is he able to come up on a Sunday and not get booed?
I don't know. I don't know.
But see, yeah. And that's another red flag for me. Anytime someone with a lot of influence, like a pastor, like pastors have a certain level of influence that the normal everyday person doesn't have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially if they're preaching or they are promoting this amongst their flock, that should absolutely be something that's barred. Like if I join a church, I want to see somewhere in the bylaws that the pastor is not allowed to solicit any type of business relationships or investments from the flock. Like I need something like that in the bylaws, because otherwise it's going to be a problem, because you are going to get, you already give your money on Sunday, right? You're already mm-hmm. giving your money on Sunday for faith. Then when the same person says, I can multiply your money, you know, invest with me, it's undue influence is what it's referred to. And I just feel as if anyone in a position of power and authority like that, there should be so many roadblocks to keep people from being persuaded. It's just, it's sickening to me. It's sickening. But listen, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Let me try to get the Fonzarelli. You really trying to hit me with these names. The Fonzarelli, you're live on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Are you able to hear me? Because I'm in my car, but I got it off Bluetooth. So
all right, well, you good. Go right in. Right, I can hear you.
All right, cool. I had to call in on this one because these blessed looms or money wheels, they were circulating so heavy during the pandemic. Oh, yeah. And I was not aware of this story that you had.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, on Facebook, I seen some people with the money wheels. And then that set me off. I didn't get involved, but I like ran the numbers and I was like, like the crazy man writing on the cave. And like, this is ridiculous that they trying to play people like this for money. And I knew the people and I wanted to like put them on blast, but mm-hmm. I refrained from doing that. But then at a job, my job that I have my career, which is kind of in the financial field, mm-hmm. a client came in and they brought in the blessing loom version. And what the one they gave to me is, I don't even think that these people are the biggest perpetrators of this scam, because mm-hmm. the one I saw, these people had a whole like 20 to 30 minute presentation on Vimeo, and the client of mine that presented the idea to me, I act like I didn't know what she was talking right. about, so mm-hmm. that I could see what all she was gonna do. And she texted me a link, and I was like, what? And so I watched the presentation and I said, this is crazy, because I'm like, I'm not giving her or anybody a dime, but I wanted to see how far this thing was going. And not only that, like she did say, oh, they have these weekly Zoom meetings or whatever. And, uh-huh. you know, I can get on there if I want to learn more, ask questions about it and all that. And I kind of cut it off at that, and I didn't even want to get into the cult where they try to get me into and scare me out of my money.
Hold right there. That's the point that I want to emphasize. You didn't want to get into the cult. That's a perfect phrase to use, because that's why they do the weekly Zoom meetings or the early morning phone calls or the quarterly meetings. They need to make you feel as if you're in some sort of community. They're going to love bomb right. you. They're going to tell you like, you're like, they're so happy that you're here and happy that they're going to do all of these things to make you feel as if you say no, not only are you missing out on a great financial opportunity, you're also going to disconnect yourself from all of these new friendships that you've created. That's why, listen, being an a-hole helps me out in so many ways in my life. I care so little about what another person thinks of me. It's ridiculous. Like if I say no, or if I, like I'm not afraid to say no. I actually really like to see the light in a person's eyes dim when I tell them no. Because they're so used to people saying yes. They're so used to saying, hey, would you like to have more money? You should, you know, of course, wouldn't you love to have an extra $10,000 a month? And I looked them dead in the eye and say, no, I'm good. Just to see the hope die inside of them, knowing that I'm not going to be the next one that signs up. I love it.
Now, now I got one more thing. I just want to wrap this up.
But I'm saying it helps me.
Yeah, let me wrap this up because I know you're trying to get done. So this was the thing. So I watched the Zoom thing. I mean, not the Zoom, but the Vimeo presentation. And they had this Vimeo was circulating around the country during the pandemic. That's why I think the one that the client of mine brought to me was even bigger than this one. Mm-hmm. Because later down the line, the voice that was in that Vimeo presentation, I heard it on TikTok. I heard this person, saw this person on TikTok, and they had millions of followers. They weren't doing the Loom stuff on there, but they were definitely flexing in fancy Airbnbs on TikTok to gain their following and probably moved on to another scam. And I was like, oh, man, it just really is like, man, this is so crazy that we got exploited like this, you know, through the pandemic. And then the other thing is that I wanted to do with the client was, because I had a whole bunch of research information that showed that this was a scam,
right?
But she was already deep into the cult because I didn't even get a chance. I was like, I tried to test and see, like, you know, to see if I could, if she would even be receptive to me showing her something else. And I never even got to that point to even say, yeah, this is a scam. Let me show you this video that talks about it and about this cult stuff. I couldn't even get to it because she was deep into it already. And that was sad. And then for me to hear that person then on TikTok and then to see them in big old mansion Airbnbs, like, you know, it was crazy. So yeah, man, that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to bring that information here.
Listen, bro, thank you so much for calling in. And yeah, it's real. That's why I wanted to emphasize the point that you made about it being a cult. If a person's in a cult, it doesn't matter how much logic and reason you bring to an argument. Because when they're in the cult teaches them how to ignore what you're going to say. They'll tell them, oh, don't worry about your friends and your family. They're going to tell you that this is bad, but they don't know. And just trust me, when you make your $50 million or whatever the hell the goal is, they're going to be so happy for you because you made so much money, because you'll be able to bless them that all of this is going to be worth it. So every time your mother calls you disappointed, don't worry about it. Every time your husband looks at you sideways, don't worry about it. Because when you bring home that big bag and you're able to pay off the mortgage and you're able to pay off the car, they're going to apologize for all of this, and they're going to love you even more. See, when a person really believes that, there's nothing you can do. Sometimes you just have to let them experience the fallout. And then after they get through the fallout, bring them on in and try to help them rebuild. Because sometimes people are just destined to go down the drain. It's sad. All right, last call. I think we got Mr. Jackson. Mr. Jackson, you're live on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right, cool. Yeah, so I was just going to say, Black people, they always fall for another Black person. Like, it's like the same thing with, like, the politicians do to Black people. You know what I mean? It's like they just throw a Black person on the front of it, you know what I mean? And Black people don't even bother to ask any questions, do any research, and then a few years later, they're screaming that immigrants are taking up all their resources. It's like, he actually was campaigning and telling you what he was doing. You just don't listen to what people are telling you. And it's basically the same thing that the scammers are doing now. It's like they've learned that if you can put a Black face on it, because Black people care about Black people love representation. And it's like they just completely use logic. Because I was raised in the ghetto in Chicago, in California, and in Las Vegas, in pretty rough areas or whatever. So I'm like, I know a lot of Black people that I just can't trust. You know what I mean? I know a lot of Jews I can't trust. And then I was like, I know a lot of politicians are hella corrupt. But as soon as you put put them together, like a black politician or a black financial advisor. Now all of a sudden, all the logic goes out the window. It's like, oh, it's a black politician or a black financial advisor. We got representation now. Let me get on board. Oh, yes. I don't have to do any work either. I can just make money. Oh, my God. This is like, bro, like, stop being dumb, y'all. Like, y'all have to start reading books, listening to what people say. It's like the same. It started with Obama, how I feel like. It's just like, oh, it's a black face. And then you ask people, why'd you vote for Obama? He black. That's a forehead slapper. Like, golly, bro, come on. What are you doing? And that's how you get taken advantage of, because you're so busy worried about being represented by people that look like you instead of people that care about the things that you care about, the people that have the integrity that you have, the character that you have. So that's where black people are failing. Black people are failing themselves. Y'all voting against yourself. Y'all investing against yourself. Y'all are killing each other, everything. Y'all need to do some research. That's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to, you know, scold black people a little bit, because I don't never hear white people falling for, no, you don't have to do nothing to give you 800% return. Like,
no, no, let me bring, I appreciate the call. Let me bring some balance there, because I get it. I get it. I understand where you're coming from, but let me bring some balance. I agree with 99.9% of everything you said, but this side of it. As a financial advisor, in real life, right? A certified financial planner, I get reports from all over the spectrum when it comes to scams, Ponzi schemes. And let me tell you something. The black community is not scammed at a higher rate than any other community when it comes to affinity fraud, right? We actually have less wealth than most other communities. So the scams that happen in other communities are actually of greater scale, meaning they walk away. The scammer walks away with much more money when they, you know, scam the Jewish community or they scam the Korean community. They actually walk away with more money than they do when it's a black scammer. But affinity fraud is real. Affinity fraud is extremely effective because they are relying on the identity being connected, right? You come from where I come from. You went to the same school I went to. You're from the same neighborhood that I went to, or same church that I went to. Those type of bonds, right, in society lend you to believe that you don't need to do as much vetting, when in all reality, you actually need to do more vetting of a person who has those many bonds, because just in the back of your mind, you're ignoring red flags that you don't realize until after you see it's a scam. So whenever someone that I know or I have some affiliation with hits me up with an investment opportunity or whatever, I actually make it harder on them than I would someone I didn't know, because someone I don't know, they're already going to get the business. I'm already skeptical of them. But someone I went to high school with, I got to actually turn it up a bit just to make it even. Because someone I went to high school with, they already coming in with some sort of relationship. And that's what I feel like people need to do. You actually have to hold people accountable for the actual figures, the actual qualifications, the actual, you know, numbers of what the so-called investment is. But yeah, it's across the board, right? Bernie Madoff, one of the biggest Ponzi schemes ever. He was Jewish. Most of his victims and his clients were Jewish. And I'm telling you, nobody in the black community, none of these guys who popped up on social media has anything on Bernie Madoff. Like, none of them. You put all of these clowns together and they still haven't robbed people of more money than Bernie Madoff. So it affects us all. Listen, I got to wrap it up, but I want to make sure I hit up everybody who gave a super chat. I appreciate it. And let me say something again, I'll be clear. When it comes to these super chats, don't super chat me if you got credit card debt. Do not super chat me if you don't have a budget, right? If you're living paycheck to paycheck, you do not have to super chat me. If you want to support the content, all you got to do is hit the like button. Hit the like button. Share the content. Post it on Facebook. Post it wherever, on X or Twitter or whatever it is. Just repost the content. If you do not have the extra money to super chat someone, listen, I know you support me. You got me to over 110,000 subs. You support me. I believe it. You do not have to just give me money to show support. Just hit the like button. But if you have disposable income and you just want to support the content, go right ahead. But trust me, hitting the like button works just as well. But let me give a shout out to Doe Eyes TV. You know, I did an interview with Doe Eyes TV. Go check out her YouTube channel. I did an interview with her. Give her some support here. We also have Dance Fitness with Nikki, longtime supporter. Thank you, Nikki, so much. I appreciate it. And Doe Eyes, she even gifted someone a membership. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. Rodney Woods the second. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Mr. All the Way 89, thank you. Says, wishing you and your family much continued success and health. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it. We have Technique Tips says, for the love of the show, keep the pettiness flowing. Listen, the pettiness will never end. That's just how I'm wired. Nothing I can do about it. But thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, the pettiness will absolutely keep flowing. We got Tech Coach Ralph in the building. Says, I've seen people who've been in SUSU for 20 years. I've seen them having to cover payments for people who can't pay. Almost as bad as... See, that's why it's like, to me, a real SUSU, once again, is not an investment. You actually take out the same amount of money that you put in. So if that's the case, you could just put the money off to the side. But the problem is the patience. If you need that lump sum payment for something short term, you don't have time to build it up over 5 or 6 months, you actually need it now, then you have to trust that other people are going to continue to pay in. And if they don't, then yeah, you out of there. Oh, we got Perry Unlikely, longtime friend of the show, says Fruit of the Loom. I mean, Blessing Loom, a sure way to leave streaks in your wallet. Yeah, man, just do the hard work, people. I'm telling you, do the hard work. If you have a problem with having a budget, if you have a problem with saving money, if you have a problem with debt, I have a free course where I break down in 3 simple steps. Now, it's going to take work. It's not easy to do, but in 3 simple steps, how you can go from living paycheck to paycheck to having an emergency fund and to paying off your debt. Go to pocketwatcher.net, click the enroll button in Pocket Watcher Academy. Absolutely free, costs you nothing. I have an ebook in there. I have handouts, little printable worksheets that you can print out to create your budget, worksheets that you can print out to have your saving plan together, and also worksheets where you can print out your debt payment plan. All of this is free. It costs you no money. If you follow the 3 simple steps, you will go from paycheck to paycheck to actually having some breathing room with the savings fund and paying off your debt. It's not going to happen overnight, but you will have an actual plan to move forward financially. Absolutely free. Go to pocketwatcher.net. Let me see here. Tech Coach Ralph again says, I need to start enjoying that item. But listen, it is what it is. Here we go. We got the RBN salute from North County, St. Louis. If you know, you know. If you're from the Lou, you know, you know. North County. Listen, I went to McClure North High School, class of 02, North County, St. Louis. That's what it is. Thank you so much. Last, we got Miss Dr. Mo Lamb says, thanks for stopping by. Oh, for stopping by, Garfield. We're trying to help with grants and contracts and investing. Yeah, shouts out to Garfield. Garfield is another person who shared my content with his audience. I was trying to show love to everybody, every content creator who helped make this plaque possible. If you shared my content, if you liked my content, if you hit the subscribe button, really, you gave me a gift, right? This is probably one of the best gifts that I could get during the holiday season, because that means my content has an impact in your life. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. The Pocket Watch is out. I'm going out. I'll be back next week. Not exactly sure what I'm doing the show on, but you guys will see. Just stay tuned, be safe, and keep your money in your pocket. before you spend your money, think twice, think three times. Do you really need to spend your money on this, right? Think before you spend. Pocket Watch is out. Y'all have a great weekend.
Need more? Book your personal consultation with my man JT at pocketwatcher.net.
Double check that. That's pretty good. Not crying, are you? Let's tighten that.
Wait, what was that?
What? That? No, don't worry about that. Here we go.
Asking the right question can greatly impact your future.
Are you qualified to do this?
What?
Especially when it comes to your finances.
Do you have a question?
Are you a certified financial planner?
Yes. I'm a CFP professional.
CFP professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.